Garages are the traditional place where budding rock stars learn their craft. For 5 years now, there's been an alternative place where young musicians can learn from the pros. The Michigan State University Community Music School is offering a rock camp this week, and their work will pay off with their performance on Saturday night here at the Common Ground Music Festival in Lansing. The lead instructors at rock camp are the five members of the Michigan band Outer Vibe. They'll follow the rock camp Common Ground performances on Saturday with one of their own. Current State Scott Pohl visited the opening day of Rock Camp to hear how the kids are doing and to talk with Lisa Kakos and Jeff Brems of Outer Vibe.
Every hourglass runs out, every clock gets unwound. If you never get lost, you never get found.
We're a five-piece alternative pop rock group, radio-friendly music. We're based out of Michigan, and we tour the U.S. and Canada, play 100-plus shows a year. Our band has a little bit of a different sound because I play trumpet in the band, but not ska. It's still alt pop rock. So I play trumpet and keyboards, and I sing some backup vocals. And then we have the standard guitar, bass, Jeff plays the drums, and Sean sings lead vocals.
Tell me about why you do this. This is the fifth year of the camp. I'm not sure if you've done all five of them or not, but what motivates you to work with kids at a camp like this?
Well, you know, if nobody teaches the kids how to be a band, you're just going to end up with a subpar, you know.
You have to figure it out yourself.
Yeah, you have to figure it out yourself.
Take the long way.
And we did a lot of learning, and so we want to take what we learned and teach it to the kids. And, you know, it's something fun because we all teach lessons. Privately, and so just teach a rock camp together just made a lot of sense.
And the age range, I understand, is something like 11 to about 18, is that right?
Yeah, right. Pretty close.
What kind of skill level do you find on day one? Today, as we talk, it's day one of the camp. What are you finding in terms of skill levels?
We required an audition for this camp, but it wasn't to make cuts. We just wanted to be able to actually kind of see the kids play before we met them, because we didn't it makes it more difficult if we just see them on day one. It's like, okay, you're in a band together. I don't know who you are. I've never heard you play. So we asked for the audition simply to learn a bit about each camper before camp actually started. So there's no requirement really, other than that they can already actually play their instrument a little bit. So we have beginners, we have people in the middle, and we have some people who are extremely skilled. And some of them are all in a band together. I mean, you never know.
If they came in as a band already formed, do you split them up for the purposes of this camp? How does that work?
No, if they came in as a full band and they wanted to even work on their own songs, we'd be totally okay with that. But that doesn't happen very often. And maybe they'll come in as a full band without a singer or without, you know, maybe one of the members can't do it. But we try to keep them together to learn performance tips and tricks and stuff.
All right, now rock and roll, we typically think guitar, drums, bass. Do we have any other instruments in the campers?
We have a couple keyboard players this time around. We usually get a few of those. Occasionally we'll get some horn players. We take a trumpet, saxophone, trombone sometimes too. So, because there are some old classic bands that have horns. So, and of course, because I play horn, I would always work with those bands a bit if we had it. But mostly, like you said, it'd be guitar driven.
So how many bands do we have? There are five of you, or are they split up into five groups?
No, we actually have eight bands. This year we added some helpers. So we have, our staff's pretty big this year, actually.
I think there are eight of us.
Eight instructors, eight bands. So, and then it's not like we all take one band and work with them. We'll all help all the bands. We float and we switch, and because we each have our strengths and our weaknesses. Like, I can't teach a guitar player the solo. I could sing it to him, but I can't teach him on the fretboard. So we all do our strengths pretty much.
Is this instruction about the music only, or do you have an opportunity to get into the business of making a livelihood as a rock musician, if that's what some of the kids are here for?
The best way to explain rock camp is we just call it a crash course in being a band. So a lot of it is rehearsal based, but that's not everything. So of course there's classes on music business. Today they took a marketing class. They named their band and they talked about creating a brand and, you know, where do you promote it? How do you promote it? they're going to take a songwriting class, write a song together as a group, and they're going to have a class, your class is on
rock history,
like all the legendary concerts and artists that inspire us today. And then we talk about how to book a show, like what happens after camp, how can you do it yourself. And so, yeah, it's rehearsal, but it's everything else along with it.
Do you see yourself in some of these kids back when you were that age?
Oh, totally. I mean, you know, as a drummer and a young drummer, you're just amped up. And most of the drummers are just amped up, and they just tap on everything, and they hit their sticks. And then, you know, some of the guitar players are their characters, you know. And then, some, you know, I see myself in a lot of the kids, actually. And so that's what makes it fun for me. And that's what makes it fun for all of us, because we were all young once, and we all had the same dreams and aspirations, and we all kind of have the same, like, or we can see in the kids, like, the first day. Yeah, it's a bonding thing. The first day, they all kind of sit separate. They're like, I don't know if I know anybody. And then by the end of the day, or end of the week, you can't separate them, and it's just crazy town.
Who chooses the songs that each group plays? Do the kids pick the music themselves?
They do, but we have a, kind of a master list compiled of songs that we've chosen as a group. It's rock camp, but we try to include some pop, you know, some heavier stuff. And we've gone through a list of some of the bands, I guess, that you would say are a requirement. Like, you have to have some Zeppelin, you have to have some Hendrix, you have to have some Rolling Stones, some Lynyrd Skynyrd. But then we have newer stuff. We have, you know, oh, there's some Nirvana, there's some Red Hot Chili Peppers.
We have the new Imagine Dragons. Killers, Green Day, Foster the People.
We try to keep it current. I mean, the list changes a little bit every year, but by having a list, then that means that we can be prepared from day one. Like, we kind of have a limited list of songs for them to choose from, and then we can have the tabs ready. Like, oh, you want that song? Here you go. So that we don't have to say, oh, I don't know, are the lyrics appropriate for that song? It's too difficult, it's too long, how are you going to play that live? You can't really do Rush because...
You're not Rush.
I'm sorry. some of them, I mean, the music they listen to is, they have a huge range of what they listen to, but we just kind of have to put a filter on it because they have 5 days to practice before the gig, so...
And we know all these songs, you know,
yeah.
So we don't want to, like, have to go ahead and learn these, like, crazy complicated songs just to teach them.
But then, we let them choose from the list, and we try to group them into bands based on what they like. So, I mean, as close as we can get with having never met many of them. So then, as a group, they can choose, and hopefully we don't have fist fights, which we haven't yet, so they're pretty open-minded.
Well, as an example, the group that I watched you working with was working on Foxy Lady, and then apparently earlier in the day, because they ran through it one more time, they did Blitzkrieg Bop.
Mm-hmm. Kids that even do like a super old school song and then a really new school song, and those are both kind of old rock, old punk rock. So, and that's another thing, is we try to get those kids to in the same band with similar interests, so we don't have half the band just sad that they have to do this one song and they're unhappy. So a lot of times, you know, they'll pick pretty similar songs.
An important thing too is it's rock camp, and we want to try to teach them to open up their minds a little bit and maybe learn about some new music. And so we try to say, be happy with one of your songs. And if you don't like the other one, just try to accept it, and maybe you'll learn to like it and listen to what the other bands are playing. And I think a lot of them walk away with kind of a new outlook on some of the music they like. They learn to like some of the stuff I think they maybe didn't think they liked before. So that's cool, too.
The fifth year of this camp, have you heard from any of the former campers about whether they're still playing, maybe even still playing together?
I think some of the groups are still playing together. We've had rock camp groups stick together for years. And actually, we have some of our instructors who are assisting us this year are past rock camp students. And so they want to give back. It's a cool experience, and they like to be a part of it. And as far as being a band still, we've had probably 3 or 4 bands stick together for quite a while. We hear from a lot of the campers. You know, even if they don't keep their band going, they'll email us and say, hey, I'm trying to write a song. What would you recommend I do? Or, you know, could you give this a listen and give it a critique and maybe give me some suggestions? We do a lot of that, too. So they keep in touch with us.
Does going back to basics as an instructor help you as a performer when you're on your own playing gigs?
Yep.
Totally. I mean, it's because we practice all week, and then we preach and we preach, and then we have to practice what we preach on stage. And that's actually a great part of performing with the kids. You know, we watch them perform, and then we show them that we actually do know what we're doing, and they go, oh, that's what it's supposed to look, you know, that's what they're talking about. So we try to use as many or implement as many techniques as we teach when we play.
So the campers get to hear Outer Vibe at some point this week, right?
Yes, they do. Sometimes we'll play a little bit for them when they ask during the camp, but sometimes we try to make them wait until the show at Common Ground. So they play. Our 8 bands will each perform their 2 songs, and then they open for us. So as soon as they finish, we're like, all right, now it's our turn. Let's see if we know what we're doing. And then we'll play a short set after them. So, yep, they get to hear us.
Sounds like fun. You've got 8 groups, each playing 2 songs, followed by a set by Outer Vibe. Should be a lot of fun on Saturday at Common Ground.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, thank you both very much, and good luck with this week's camp and with the performance on Saturday.
Yeah, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for coming.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.
The 8 young bands from this year's Rock Camp will play at Lansing's Common Ground Music Festival here on Saturday at the GM Pavilion stage. Hear how this year's campers sound, plus a performance by Outer Vibe starting at 1:50 p.m. on Saturday.